Good evening, everybody. It is Thursday, May the 9th, 2024. It's the Fakeologist Show with Fakeologist and an ounce of salt per day. And let us pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
All right. As people start coming into the video platform, welcome everybody to the show tonight. Now I have to confess, I almost bumped Frank again, and it would have probably been a good thing because Frank is on the other end of the line and Frank is not feeling well tonight. He is in detox mode because he obviously injured, poisoned, or is suffering from malnutrition, which are the only three ways that I know that you can get sick. So the millions of cells that are replaced every day in your body don't have what it takes to replenish and refurbish and replace. So you are detoxing to try and make up for whatever terrain shortfall you have, Frank. So that is my diagnosis. And I
Well, thank you, Dr. Tim.
I prescribe rest, clean water, and electrolytes, and maybe some protein.
Yep. And fasting.
Yes. A little fasting.
And what about drinking some urine and putting it in my eye?
Well, that would be my backup plan. How are your eyes? I know Diana sent us an email, and then I got mocked for mocking.
You got mocked for mocking. That's right. Yep.
I
thought it was great that Diana had given it a go to see what happened.
Yeah.
It's very strange thing to do for the first time. But I've been doing it for years, and my I still am not wearing glasses. I get stuff in, you know, I get sore eyes. The original one of the first eye drop eye solutions on the market was called Murine, M-U-R-I-N-E.
Okay.
And it was originally piss. And putting it on your skin also is helpful because there's a skin cream called Calmurid, which is a urea-based cream, but again, it was originally piss, as I understand it, based on piss.
Piss is the colloquial or the everyday
for urine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, if you are listening to the show now live, or if you're listening to the show an hour or two later or more later, then you may have come here by way of my latest advertising campaign that I launched on the No Agenda show. And I haven't listened to my advert yet, but I did say in the advert, for anyone that is listening to this, I want to do a test. So in order to evaluate the effective reach of the advert, I ask people to call me or text me at our contact number, which of course is 810-666-1984. So initially they have a live audience like this audience. And initially I got about 8 or 9 text messages.
Very good.
And they tell me they have usually 1800 people listening live, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
And, in the last hour, I've received 4 or 5 more text messages, which indicates people listening to the download. And I send every one of them a message back saying, thanks for listening. Click on this link and listen. Or here's the website. We're going to see if we get a little increase in traffic. But this is a way of testing the people that are motivated enough to actually reply. So that's pretty good. I think it's it might have worked. I don't know. Might have got a few people. So thanks anyone who showed up and came to the Fakeologist blog, Fakeologist website. And if you figured out how to listen live, even better. So good on you guys. And there you go. Now my FakeoTube is very sluggish and slow. So maybe everyone's piling on there. I don't know.
Well, one of the emails I got was from, I'm sure he won't mind us calling him Bert, who sent me a link to a discussion with Jared Bernstein, which, as I pointed out earlier, is a very tribal name. Jared Bernstein, born December 26, 1955, is an American musician who is the chair of the United States Council of Economic Advisors. He is a senior fellow at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. And from 2009 to 2011, Bernstein was the chief economist and economic advisor to Vice President Joe Biden in the Obama administration. In 2008, Michael D. Shear described Bernstein as a progressive and a strong advocate for workers. In February 2023, President Joe Biden nominated Bernstein to serve as the chair of the Council of Economic Advisers. He was confirmed to be the chair on June the 13th, 2023. He was ceremoniously sworn in by Vice President Kamala Harris on July the 10th, 2023, and he is the incumbent. And with that, I'd like Ab to play the video, which isn't that long, it's great, which has now disappeared from its original source. So if you
which
hadn't
had Twitter.
The fake YouTube.
Yeah, that was Twitter, correct?
Yeah, it's gone. I've just, as I said, tried to find it using the original link, gone.
Okay.
So with that fake YouTube, it would be gone.
I'm going to load it up in the Brave browser because the Yandex browser seems to be choking away. I don't know why. Okay. Let's see what happens. Let's see if it works. And hopefully people will be able to hear it.
The U.S. government can't go bankrupt because we can print our own money.
It obviously begs the question, why exactly are we borrowing in a currency that we print ourselves? I'm waiting for someone to stand up and say, why don't we borrow our own currency in the first place?
Like you said, they print the dollar. So why does the government even borrow?
Now, by the way, this is from a movie. What's the name of the movie? Let's scroll down. The name of the movie is, I don't know. Okay. Now let's keep playing.
Well, some of this stuff gets some of the language.
Can you make it a bit louder, too?
The language and concepts are just confusing. I mean, the government definitely prints money, and it definitely lends that money, which is why the government definitely prints money, and then it lends that money by selling bonds. Is that what they do? They sell bonds, right? Since they sell bonds and people buy the bonds and lend them the money. Yeah. So a lot of times, at least to my ear with MMT, the language and the concepts can be kind of unnecessarily confusing, but there is no question that the government prints money and then it uses that money to, I guess I can't really talk, I don't get it. I don't know what they're talking about. Like, cause it's like the government clearly prints money. It does it all the time and it clearly borrows. Otherwise we wouldn't be having this debt and deficit conversation. So I don't think there's anything confusing there.
And he's a musician. Yeah, that is kind of scary. And he said MMT. Do you know what that stands for?
No.
Well, I think it's called Modern Monetary Theory. And that is that is to... let me mute this here. That is to say that I think it's the Keynesian way of flooding the market with new money.
Yes, but the constant talk is about how much debt the US government is in.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't matter if they were flooding the market with money or whatever. But now they're saying it's all going to crash because of the huge debt the government has. And as this guy's pointing out, the US government's printing the money, but they're borrowing it. You know, it is just...
Well, they don't print the money. The Fed prints the money and lends it to and sells the bonds and gives the money to the government to spend. Now, just quickly, people want to know where the original YouTube channel went. It was struck down because I forgot to delete the night before's video. So I'm going to remind people to bookmark shortfake.com/YouTube, shortfake.com/YouTube2, and shortfake.com/YouTube3. And the backup YouTube channel is also working. Or you can come to my video platform called FakoTube. And that's where most of you guys have reverted to, even though you love your YouTube, because FakoTube is always working. Maybe not super fast. But anyway, the original YouTube channel will be back next week. And there we go. I've been in the penalty box for a week. Now, I did tease yesterday on yesterday's show that we were going to do a discussion with a woman, a pro-life woman, about abortion. But she bailed at the last minute tonight. Uh-huh. And Frank is always there, even when he's sick. And so, Frank, I would have had you on the show as well, riding shotgun. But if you weren't well like you aren't tonight, I would have let you have another night off. But I figured also, well, we'll get you on tonight anyway, because you stepped aside for Forest Value last week.
I enjoyed that, by the way.
Well, thank you. Yeah, there wasn't a whole hell of a lot discussed, but it was a good show, I guess.
Oh, it was good to catch up on his journey, wasn't it?
Yeah. He'd been on the show before.
Yeah.
So why don't we talk about whatever you want to talk about?
Yeah, so the AstraZeneca have just announced they're withdrawing their jab in Europe. And it turns out the Australian government actually withdrew it a year ago, but apparently didn't tell anyone. And then the latest Victorian statistics have come through. So I'll just share that page.
Okay. And everyone can see me just logging in, doing my show notes, because the YouTube or the Yandex screen has all gone for a dumperoony. But... you might be seeing me using a program to log in. It's called RoboForm. I need everyone, if they're interested, to sign up for RoboForm. You'll find it's extremely useful because in the last week, they have added the authenticator, two-factor authentication process to your passwords. And what does that mean? That means that if you accidentally give away your login through a phishing expedition, which happens more often than not, then you will still be protected with two-factor authentication, because I don't think there's any way to hack that. I could be wrong, but nobody has demonstrated how you could do that. So keep that in mind.
Well, on that topic, there are apparently some software has come out that's affecting Android phones, where they can capture all your details of your banking, etc.
Well, I really like to see the details of that. I don't believe that either.
Through a Chrome extension, apparently.
Right. Well, on the Chrome browser on your phone, I don't think you can install extensions, so there is that.
Yep.
So thanks everyone on the FakoTube chat that can see the screen tonight. And there's a few people that found the backup channel on YouTube as well. So welcome, welcome. And the audio is at shortfake.com/stream1. shortfake.com/stream1. Okay, so we're going to talk about the statistics.
Yeah, so the Victorian monthly registered deaths numbers are up to date to April, which is obviously very up to date. And if you can follow my mouse, you can see that they peaked in February 2023. They were coming down, but now they seem to be on the rise.
Okay.
So we're at, so that it doesn't appear at this stage that we're going to get back to the original background level prior to the introduction of jabs of 40,000.
Any idea? So this is, was there a winter or a fall vaccination campaign going on in the last 3 months? Because this new data reflects 2 months worth of rolling average for the last 12 months, an extra 2 months.
Went yeah, February and April. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But there is an inquiry going on in Australia, and I'll have to write this up in a paper and send it to that. Submissions are
and been keep taken in mind
until
that,
May 17.
Keep in mind that Frank is creating this graph on his own. There is no other source of this graph, just the data.
Yeah.
Or do you know of any other outlet that's creating a graph from the raw data like you are?
No. And the reason I use a 12-month rolling value is to eliminate seasonality. It does that to a large extent.
Right.
So just to confirm, what each line on this graph represents April 24 to May 2023. This mm-hmm. line represents February 24 to March 2023. So there are okay. 12 months of data in each. Each line represents the, if you like, the annual death rate, registered deaths on a, as I said, a rolling 12-month total. And what it shows is that from the time of the introduction of jabs, there was a rapid escalation. Dave Jay pointed out that the reason I'm sick is because I'm falsely proclaiming death.
Where is he pointing that out?
Oh, he's in a private message to me. But, you know, I'm just as okay with spiritual ideas for the reason we get ill as any other reason, I must say.
All right. One other feature that you see on this screen, you see in the top left, there's a donate QR code. So if you have a phone, you can point it at that QR code with your camera, and it'll go to our donate page at fakeologist.com/donate. We are value for value, like the No Agenda Show. And we just received some value from, I think it was Willard. So I think it was Willard. Let me just check here if I'm correct. And he sent us a donation of $20. So thank you. Actually, sorry, it was Tunax, who's also a listener of the No Agenda Show. So thank you, Tunax. But he heard the advert today, which is funny. So advertising works to a small extent, which is fun. Okay.
And the other conversation that I mean, I'm reviewing, if you like, a week of Fakeology, where there was a discussion where JLB effectively said it's all over for the Western world.
Yeah.
And
was that on an audio chat?
It was on an audio chat, Saturday night maybe, or Sunday night.
Okay.
Which I thought was, you know, a very interesting and stimulating comment to make. I have the view that it's only that way because people are not aware of the fakery that's going on and their ability to manage their difficulties. You know, there's a plethora of legislation coming in, but none of it is lawful.
And do people know it's not lawful? That's the question.
That's the question, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's, I mean, what I think is the actual situation is that it's about finding out how everything works. And the information is there. What are your comments on John Le Bon's idea that it's all over for the West?
I don't think it's over. I just think it's changing. So if he's talking about the old way of doing things, yeah, I would agree. Things are changing, but things are always changing. And almost everyone from the past thinks that the new is not better. I'm optimistic that the change will be for the best. There's really no other way to look at it, because if you don't, then you'll get pretty depressed.
So what are the changes that you think are for the best?
Well, I just think they're for the best of the time. And I don't like any of them, to be honest. But I think technology is making everyone's life easier. So there's fewer people doing hard jobs or dangerous jobs. So that's for the best. I'm just trying to look at everything that's different in a positive way. Uh-huh. But I may not like it, but it must be for the best. Now, is that a utopian or just a naive way of looking at things? Maybe. But I don't choose to look at things as being so bad. I know that we've discovered over the last couple of years that almost all these conflicts are simulated. I think that's for the best. I think the fact that we can talk about it is for the best. So I'm not really worried or agitated or any of those things for all the changes. I also think that there'll be enough resistance as the noose gets tighter. So things will repair themselves as the big, large center of the population starts getting more and more annoyed, whether it be by electric cars, whether it be by carbon taxes, whether it be the lack of energy because we refuse to harvest the energy that's abundant. I just think society can be auto-correcting when the people that are trying to control it go too far or push it too hard. I think that's the biggest danger of any dictator. You push it too hard, you'll break it. So you can only push as hard as the majority of people can take it or not notice it.
Yep.
So I don't think it's the end of things, but it's always the end of the way it used to be. Every year, it's the end of the way that...
Every minute.
Exactly. So that's my thought. And if anyone has any thoughts on that, 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984, I will open up the phone lines, including Skype at Fakeologist. I don't think one person uses Skype. So I'll open up the phone lines to the Skypey.
Yeah, no, it's interesting that for me personally, my life and lifestyle has just improved dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
In the, basically, I say from prayer, but also from realizing that nuclear weapons don't exist and, you know, having a different view of the health paradigm.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying learning about the new health paradigm from the Baileys, doing just outstanding work.
Yep.
Hold on, 11 seconds.
Hello, caller on the line. John the Beggar.
Yes, it is, from the South Shore, the St. Lawrence Seaway. How are you doing?
Well, John, how are you? Sorry, I'm crooked, John. How are you?
Frank is crooked. I'm fine. How are you, John?
Pretty good today. Not perfect, but pretty darn good. I'm on this side of the grass with both of you guys, so it's a good day.
Have you been enjoying the shows this week? I know you're a regular listener.
Yes, I've been enjoying them. I wanted to ask something. I've always asked people of this, and they tell me it's true. But of Frank, does the water run counterclockwise down the drain in Australia?
I think it. I don't really look, John. I got over that thing. From the time I watched some guys at the equator, obviously faking how it works, I kind of.
I would say no.
Switched off at that.
Because everyone I know who's ever lived in South America, most of them did that, they said it goes the opposite way.
Well, which way does it go in your bowl? Let's straighten this out.
I believe it goes clockwise.
Well, have you checked recently?
Not recently, but I will check it this afternoon or tonight.
The issue will also be, John, that you know the biggest effect is going to be the effect of the design of the
bowl.
Of the mechanism.
Yeah. It's wherever the water comes
from. You know, for example, was it you, Ab, that showed a film clip that, 20% of hurricanes / tornadoes in the USA are anticyclonic? Go the other way.
I didn't make the point, but I think we might have played something to that effect.
Okay. What do you think about the... I heard today that the Australian Navy was doing cloud seeding right from a boat, letting up steam, and it was creating clouds.
I believe that's the case. And again, the government has published that they are doing. The government has
doing that,
has,
yeah. Because I know I had some neighbors when I was a kid, and they worked for the electric power company, and they always claimed that they made clouds. And even some people that worked at the petrochemical places told me right out, why we make clouds. And I have been at a distance from power plants and watched the steam rise up into the air, and all of a sudden you see clouds going down a row. So I don't think there's any question they can make clouds.
No, I don't either. I've got no... These are phenomena that have been around for a long time that the Australian government has been acknowledging since I was a child that they do it.
Particularly
I think I've, even on this show, Tim, I've put forward some links to documents showing that.
Yeah, but this is not a chemtrail believing show, so.
So I like when you say this is not. But I should say that the views of the host are not necessarily shared by the guests
exactly.
of the show.
Okay. Another thing, there's a channel that's Susie Cream Cheese on 153news.net. She hasn't posted in over a year, but she did some things, and she did an analysis of the Carter family. And I know the Carter family has come up. And... she basically said that Amy Carter was Sissy Spacek, and they also thought that Larry Hagman was Jimmy Carter.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
Why is everyone Jimmy Carter? Can't he just be himself?
Well, this probably is a real one. But another thing, too, is I know when I was a kid, my parents would get upset when they would see Miss Lillian, Jimmy Carter's... mother come on TV, and they would say, that's Mary Martin. Mary Martin was a screen actor, stage.
Very famous, yeah. Larry Hagman's mother.
She is the mother. Yeah, and she is the mother of Larry Hagman. And my parents, I thought they were crazy. I didn't even know who Mary Martin was. But they say, that's Mary Martin. And I remember once, and I saw a little thing on YouTube about it, was Miss Lillian went out to Hollywood. And she spent the night out there partying late into the evening with Hollywood types. And it just shows to me she was with her old friends.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think that, I mean, there may
but
have
the
been.
Issue, the issue for all of us is that when you run for election, even in Australia, you don't have to provide any identification documents. You can be nominated by someone that provides documents.
Oh, yeah.
You can be vouched for.
Yeah, so, that's ridiculous. You should have to supply the documents and leave your thumbprints.
Yeah, none of that is the case for anyone standing for office.
Yeah, that's
and that was one of the great contributions uncovered by the much reviled Ed Chiarini, aka Dallas Goldbug. But that particular bit of data is actually provided the documents for it.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, there's another thing, too, is back when Donald Trump came out on the scene, someone was on TV, and my mom said, look, to my dad once. And he said, that's him. He said, that's Bob Darin. And I said, who's Bob Darin? And they said, you know. And I said, no, I don't know. That's Donald Trump. But if you really look at the pictures of Bobby Darin, the singer, Bob Darin,
yeah,
and you could really make that guy over. And I think the original Trump, who left sometimes in the early 2000s, I believe that was Bob Darin.
I don't know, but we have another caller in her as well, John. So,
okay, I
appreciate
well,
you
calling. Guys for hearing me. Okay, have a good night, guys, and I'll enjoy watching the rest of the show. Bye.
All right, thank you so much, John. Thank you. All right, interesting as always, John, and the other caller in her. It should come through in a second here. Oh, I can't go right away to the caller in. I was telling the truth. There is another call coming in, but we'll have to wait till it comes back if the person gave up. If you're on the line, if you're on hold, just stay on hold. You will not lose your place in the queue, just like when you call the bank. All right, so what else do we have? Let us bring up the... I think I'm going to have to clear the cache on my Yandex browser. It seems to me that these browsers just get really, really bogged down. It's the slowest part of my system right now. So there's that.
So what's happening in your part of the world?
Oh, everything and nothing. We had a couple of wrong way drivers on our highway. Two in 1 week, one that allegedly resulted in a head-on collision with a set of deaths. Wow, okay. But I'm wondering if there are wrong way collisions happening all around the world
with foreign drivers. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I'm just wondering if there's any in the media in your neck of the woods, because I did not do a search in any way.
I'll have to have a look. We'll put that on the list for next.
Yeah, just
I could have a look now, couldn't I? There's nothing stopping.
Well, we do know that these things are duplicated around the world.
Yeah.
What works in one country works in another Five Eye nation. But otherwise, we can look on the blog and just see what's happening there.
I'm interested to see that gold and silver are making a bit of a run.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you attribute that to?
Well, everything is manipulation as far as I can work out. What? It's just the discussion, for example, where D-Trade is talking about gold being real money. All the central banks sold their gold for $250 an ounce in the early 2000s. And now all this talk about a currency backed by gold, that will stifle economic activity beyond the pale if that happens. If you limit the money supply, you will basically limit the amount of blood flow in the economy.
Mm-hmm. So are you for MMT, modern monetary theory?
I would be for governments producing money, provided that
interest
they can go into debt for it.
Yeah.
The idea that the Australian government is now in debt is ludicrous.
Yeah.
You know, the Australian
government is what that stuttering musician could not explain.
because he's obviously trying to obfuscate.
Time, 20 seconds.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, Ab. How are you?
I'm well. How are your eyes?
I want to tell Frank I tried his pee remedy and it worked.
Yes, I heard that discussion.
Oh, you did? Well,
yeah, I thought very brave of you, Dad. I can only tell you that it works, but I use a cup or a glass with about the same diameter as my eye socket.
And you pour it in?
No, I just hold the cup against my eye and look through it, look into it.
Yeah, I wasn't that brave. I read that you can blind yourself that way.
I've never heard of such a thing. I mean, your pee is totally sterile, should be sterile.
Yeah.
And the reason it has the helpful effect is that there is there's urea in it, there is sodium bicarbonate, and there is stem cells in it.
Oh, okay. That's why.
Yeah. So it's very helpful. And as I said, the original eye drops was a product called Murine, Murine. And it's also skin cream, the most commonly used skin cream for rashes, I think it's called Calmurid.
Oh, wow. So everyone was wondering what the secret was, because if you heard the call, they didn't know what was in the urine to cure it, and I didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like, I think it was the beginning of conjunctivitis, like red eye, and I tried it in the middle of the night, and it burned at first, and then it worked, and I haven't had a problem since.
That's great. Congratulations. This is not medical advice, of course.
No. Greg Shantz just put a message in to the FacoTube chat, the complete guide to urine therapy.
Is it real? Is that real? He's being serious.
It's real. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's Ayurvedic medicine has used it for a long time.
Urine consists of 95% water, 2.5% urea, and the remaining 2.5 is a mixture of mineral salts, hormones, and enzymes. Only urea, the substance after which urine is named, can be poisonous when present in the blood. However, this is irrelevant in the practice of drinking urine, as urine is not immediately put back into the bloodstream. In small amounts, urea gets back into the body. It is purifying and clears up excess mucus. Urine is entirely sterile after secretion and has an antiseptic effect.
And that's from the bicarbonate.
Yeah, that's what happened.
So I'm going to put a link to that in the show notes.
Oh, thank you, Ab. Remember, you suggested I drink it. Remember when we were talking? You're like, did you drink the rest of it?
And I said, drink it every now and then.
Well, I know. I was being facetious. I got castigated for that.
Anyway, I thought it was terrific you're bringing it up, Diana. And I was particularly impressed with the discussion that it created on the chats. These
really
kind of discussions
added a lot of laughter. Then they wanted me to put my face in excrement for a facial.
I know, I heard that. Yeah,
into that.
No, we were just having some fun.
But it's I don't know if you know, but they were in the what they call the Middle Ages. There were people that made their living from collecting urine, and it was quite valuable. It probably still is.
Wow. Well, it did really work, and it burned at first, and I did get scared. I didn't put like an eyedropper I just put my finger in a jar that had fresh urine, and I put it along my lash line where the soreness was, and it burned for 30 seconds. I was nervous about what was going to happen, and then it immediately went away. So I felt immediately within less than a minute. I thought I was going to have to blame you for blinding myself, and then I was cured. So,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to go, but I just wanted to.
Thank
you. You sound like you have a cold, Frank. You sound like you have
Well, Dave, when my business partner asked me this morning, why have you got a cold? I said, I must have been sinning, which is exactly what Dave J has said. He said, because I'm attributing false death with my statistics.
Oh, that did it.
It's Dave. I mean, I think that's just as plausible as any other. It's certainly more plausible than the germ theory to me.
All right.
Or it's a change of seasons because it's the fall for you now. Maybe it's just
yes.
Your body's naturally detoxing and reacting to the decreasing light.
Or the miasma theory is correct. Or because all research is blocked now, we've got no opportunity to work out what's going on. You follow the germ theory.
Well, Dave J is calling in, so we should.
Yeah, I'll let you go. Hey, it's Ascension Thursday. It's the day that Jesus returned to heaven. It's after the after he
I
was.
I thought he just stayed in the underworld for 3 days first.
No, he was in, yeah, he was in the underworld retrieving the souls that believed in him. After
yes.
But today he rose. Hold time. He ascended 4 minutes.
58 seconds.
For everyone. After.
Well, thank you.
40 days after. All right. Have a good night. Thank you, Ab.
Thank you, Diana.
Bye, Diana.
Bye-bye. Dave J on the line.
Bye, Diana. Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to deliver some great news.
Okay, what's the good news?
Nobody got hurt. Nobody died. Nobody got hurt in a wrong way collision times two in Canada this week.
Although, wow, that's a big claim, Dave.
I know that you reported on it.
Yes.
And so, so what I'm going to do is just like a mulligan in golf. I'm going to reach out and take that corpse that you threw into the air. I'm going to take it back and get rid of it. It never happened. So let's just start from the beginning. So if you watch or listen to the story, the video guy will say, he'll give you the hoax code. The oh my god, that's the hoax.
No, I agree. I agree. There's a lot of nonsense around the story. That's the kind of analysis I was looking for. So go for it.
Well, what I did was I actually left it within minutes of you posting it on the blog. So I'm a little bit, I'm not disappointed. I am what I am that you went ahead and still reported it and say they tried to pull a 2-on-1 hoax this week. And of course, being, you know, Johnny on the spot, I listened to the video. I heard the, oh my God code twice. And then I said, okay, I actually didn't see anything in this video. I only heard what they wanted me to see.
No, I agree. We weren't shown any car. We were shown some other vehicles, like the big truck that allegedly was smashed into, but we did not see any evidence. I agree with that.
So if you watch Chips, in the early episodes of Chips, they're riding around a lot of the L.A. area highways and freeways before they were actually really open to be or even used very much. And you'll see just how the different wrecks are set up.
Yes.
Just to, so it's like I said back when the Chris Dorner hoax, it's all Hollywood, man. And Hollywood is the idea of the magic wand that basically says, don't believe what you see. Believe what I tell you, because you're like, wait a minute. If I watch this thing, I didn't see anybody die or get hurt, period. And they're like, no, no, no. You don't know anything. You're going by your eyes, not by the words that are just given to you by someone who actually does not care about you whatsoever. And that's the news and newspapers. They've lied to you your whole life. Yet instead of taking the word of someone who has it, what happens to the dog, which is God backwards, returns to its own vomit or comfortable place, because the truth might seem too uncomfortable for them.
That's
right. Then you can't, you can't bring a corpse with you. You're like, oh, sorry guys, no corpses today. So I guess all I can do is talk about life.
So what's the purpose of the fakery in this instance?
Hoaxes? Depends on what you're talking about.
Of this particular one.
Oh, well, road hoaxes are usually for a few things, either to sell you on road funding or to sell you on the idea of planned delays, things like that. The way is because these people are not just dudes sitting around tables. These men are spiritually influenced by Satan. So they think they have these thoughts, but what happens is they do their God's will, which is the God of this world, Satan. World, remember, is the idea between the ears, not the earth. Do you get the difference? So the God of this world is the idea of the God of one's mind. And if people worship Satan or the idea of Satan, the false IO, which is all these different stories, then they will then fall into grief and let the powers that be do as they will. It's the idea of also, like I told you, accepting interruption in your life and also accepting more so-called authority into your so-called life, whether it be road checks.
So, Dave, when you say the false IO, does that stand for input-output or something else?
Yes. False IOs, input-output. You can also see it as the 10, a 1 and a 0.
Yeah.
So if you have garbage in equals garbage out, that's basic computer code. That's basic from the beginning. If you pick up something that is rotten, you're not going to eat it because you've determined that it's not good. However, if you pick up something, a good fruit, and you eat it, but it was disguised as a good fruit, but as you taste it, it turns bitter in your stomach. You're like, wait a minute, that wasn't right. I don't believe this input they gave me. Let me look at the so-called details. And as you know, the devil's in the details. You look into the so-called numbers and the details and the words, you can work out quite quickly that they've lied to you. And then all you have to do is apply that knowledge that you gained today, tomorrow, and the next day, and the day after that. You cannot forget what you learned today, wake up tomorrow like groundhog, and forget it. Otherwise, you will be lied to again, and guess where you'll go? Somebody will say, listen, don't believe that story, it's a hoax. But the dog, which is God backwards, returns to its own vomit and goes back to the source, whether it be news, TV, or whoever, that has lied to them their whole life. You see how it's just a vicious circle? It's the idea of a figure eight, or the idea of a snake, the idea of the serpent eating its own tail. Because I've told you before that serpent is repent. Same letters, same seven letters, actually, just in a different form or fashion, and most definitely a different polarity or meaning. So a serpent repents, which simply means changes your mind. Mind, Zion equals seven.
Now, remember, on a different topic,
everything revolves. Yeah.
Did you hear John Le Bon suggest that it's all over for the Western world?
Well, this goes actually into what I was talking with Fars Value about. You have a lot of this is not the powers that be. Let's just don't worry about them. Just actual people, the people you know. If they are convinced that there is no God, which is my Lord Jesus Christ, then they will follow the God of this world. And guess what that does? That then leads them into the so-called religion of the God of this world, which is why you see the idea being born with a lot of so-called atheist gatekeepers, is that they're turning to terms like cultural Christian and things like that to defend the idea, and I'm putting quotes around that, of the so-called Western culture, which we're all familiar with. And then that is to then differentiate between the idea of the Eastern culture, or that which is kind of centered in the idea of India, the actual, or even into the Middle East, which deals then with the idea of Muslims, or the idea of this pantheon of gods, which is more of the Indian sect, which is why you have the Indian so-called unelected leaders being put into positions of power, because this is all obviously by script.
So are you talking about the English Prime Minister, for example?
No, all of them, yeah. Whether it be England, Scotland, all these different powers of positions, you have either a Muslim or an Indian being put into them. They become a boogeyman, because the play is going to go forward no matter what. But then all the so-called bad stuff is then able to be laid on that character, and then they just simply move them out of the way and insert a new boogeyman. And guess what? Each new boogeyman has a certain amount of time before people say, wait a minute, that's the same as the last boogeyman. Do you see how it's that's, again, another version of returning to one's own vomit? Because if you know that politics is a hoax today, it's not going to become real tomorrow.
That's for sure. That's for sure. All right. Well, thanks for the good news, Dave.
Yeah, just to
call in, Dave.
Directly, John, unfortunately, is a bit, I'll tell you what's going on with him. He's sad, he's lonely, and he is a godless heathen. If he would just simply ask Christ into his heart and listen for that calling, he would be reborn in the spirit, which God is spirit, and he would be reborn, and he would show you new life, and he would stop this belly aching on the balcony overlooking the river, belly aching about his hard life. dude, you're typing on a computer. People are paying you to give them your so-called opinion. You don't have to break your back at a job like that. You don't actually have to get your hands dirty, sport. You have a pretty easy life, John.
Yeah, well.
All right. So I expect John to do better. That's what I expect out of John. No more belly aching on the balcony.
That's a good one. I like that. Belly aching on the balcony. That's a good line. Dave, all right, guys, you came up with later. A zinger. Thanks, Dave.
Be blessed. All right,
be blessed. There goes Dave J on the Fakeologist hotline there, 810-666-1984. 902-400-1984.
Excellent caller winners tonight. I'm very appreciative of you all.
You'll be happy to know that representative named Josh Gottheimer is introducing a new bipartisan legislation with Representative Steele, whoever that is, to create an October 7th remembrance curriculum. 10-7 was the deadliest day for Jews since the Holocaust. By teaching about that awful day and the hate that followed, we can combat surging anti-Semitism. So there you go. Another phony event going down into the history books and written live as we're talking. Amazing, huh?
Great, isn't it?
That's unbelievable. But I'm just reading that off the Good Citizen Substack. As you were talking to Dave J, it's pretty interesting. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. But wow, they don't even let the hoaxes dry. They just get them right into the history books. It's quite interesting. And I would call the Israeli AIPAC lobby just the military industrial complex. Let's just call it for what it is. Adam Curry of the No Agenda Show dug deep into who's behind AIPAC, and it's just the same old defense contractors, and it's just a continuous circulation of fake money to create these events and enrich people. It's just a business model, and do not interrupt a business model that works. You will have a problem. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Oh, I think the business model needs a bit of interruption now and then.
Well, yeah. And did you see the discussion I had with Phil yesterday, Gaza 2035?
No, I haven't caught up with that. I've done a lot of listening, but I haven't.
You've been crooked. Much. Yeah, you've been crooked.
No.
As you say, you've been ill.
I have, but I just haven't caught up with that one. What in particular?
Well, Netanyahu, or whatever his real name is, just announced that they're going to build a Agenda 21 city where, as soon as they're finished demolishing or pretending that there's still a war going on.
I saw that. And there's going to be 2,000 troops or 1,000 U.S. troops that won't be on the soil. They'll be on the pier. Is that the story?
That's right. Yeah, that's correct. That was what I heard too.
Amazing. So they're building a gigantic pier to house 1,000 US troops.
Yeah, but they won't be on the land.
Which won't be on the land, so they fulfill their agreements. There's no concern about the spirit of the agreement there, is there?
Yeah, it's a business model, and they're going to redo. That's how they build cities. So it's pretty crazy. I'll put a link to this Good Citizen post in the show notes. It just came through as I was talking. So we are broadcasting on the fly. I don't really have a whole lot else tonight.
I think we've done pretty well. We've done it now. I have to suggest to people that I recommend that you not be a citizen. You are. In the USA, you are one of the people of the United States. You're not really a citizen.
Yeah.
Unless you accept that burden.
And on Sunday, I'll probably be having guest Peter Wright, who is a Canadian from Zimbabwe, Rhodesia, South Africa way. And we're just going to have a catch up. And I sent him a couple interesting videos that were linked to me on different comments and channels, including one that was discussing what really happened in Rwanda, where they're using the whole genocide model to affect change. Holocaust model. They have a Holocaust museum for the Tutsis or the Hutus or whatever. There's a third tribe down there. The guys that had the little blow darts, the little pygmies.
Oh, right. Yeah, the pygmies.
Yeah, I that's not the word they use, but something else. But anyway, so there's that. And then I sent him a pretty interesting interview with Ian Smith, former prime minister of Rhodesia, which was very interesting. It was done by William Buckley Jr. back in 1971. And really, it was just an attempt to bring communism, a successful attempt to bring communism to Rhodesia. And of course, we can see what happened there all these years
later. That's great. Yeah.
So that was a pretty interesting.
But again, you're aware that multinational companies are still there and exploiting the Zimbabwe's resources.
Right.
Wholeheartedly. When we talk about communism, it's not, there's no ownership for the people.
Right. They just have to pay off a few people at the top to get what they want. So it's actually worse for the poor people.
Oh, it's horrific.
So I found that instructional, and that's on, I put that on moreab.fakeologist.com. Because really, Ian Smith was just talking about, they said, we want evolution, not revolution. So they were incrementally keeping everyone in balance and slowly changing the system. But everyone else was impatient and wanted a violent revolution. And that's what they got. And they got poverty. So yeah. It's sometimes really instructional, and it's really, I would say, soothing to watch the politicians of the 60s and 70s, because their level of education was much higher. Their level of intelligence was much higher. And Ian Smith was no exception. So if you want to listen to a very calm, rational back and forth,
would also argue that their motivations were quite different.
Mm-hmm. Well, I noticed there was not one comment today in the YouTube/Twitter/DLive section. We did not get any comment. It's not that I didn't put them on the screen. It's just there were no comments. So that's interesting. So maybe
is anyone there?
Well, there are people in the FakeoTube comments, which is great. So thanks all to all the FakeoTube people that were in the chat tonight. I'll take one more look in the FakeoTube chat if I can bring that up and see what was said. And it's very slow on the Yandex browser. Let's see in the Brave browser. Okay, buzzing fret like Dave J's discussion. Greg Shant said Ascension Day is the last day of Easter. Yeah, not too much going on in the FakeoTube chat tonight. So thanks everyone for participating. And I've got nothing else much tonight. So that's Sunday's plan. After last night's show, I got a pretty interesting call from a listener in Canada, in the Toronto area. So as soon as she emails me, we'll get her on a show and we'll talk about her journey. She's a very interesting person who picked up on the Zundel videographer series. She knows John Robinson, so that was interesting. So she's a fakeologist by way of Zundel and that whole story, and COVID, of course.
Any luck with Jim?
Luck with who?
germ theory, germ warfare.
Oh, right. Well, yes. If you look at fakeologist.com/live, I'll bring that show up. You will look on the calendar, and germ is going to be coming in on May 20th.
Oh, that's great news.
At 10 a.m. That's on. Yeah, that'll be great because I get a lot of good information from him. That'll be on at 10 a.m. on the 20th of May, and that is our Victoria Day, where we celebrate that old bag, Queen Victoria. I don't know if you guys do the same over there.
We don't celebrate her, except we live in her colony.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Victoria.
That's true. Well, we celebrate her birthday, I guess. So it's, we call it the, it's our only holiday in May. So there you go. So yeah, Germ will be coming on in a couple weeks. That should be fun. And I do enjoy the guy. He lives in Cape Town, South Africa. So it's difficult to get a date with him. But I always like talking to Africans. Highly underrepresented on this show.
It's probably a timing thing, isn't it?
It's a timing thing, maybe, or maybe there's no fakery going on in Africa. I just don't know.
I think there's only fakery going on in Africa.
All right. Well, you are not feeling too well, so we're going to let you go. Thank you so much, Frank. We've been going about an hour. And perfect. I did bounce another email to you. I think you probably read it. It was singing your praises.
Oh, I'll have to look. Well, thank you for the opportunity again to talk. I appreciate it, Tim.
Yeah, not a problem. Yeah, check it out. It was, I can't remember who it was from right now, and I can't see it right off the top of my head, but I did bounce it to you for sure. I'm pretty sure. If I didn't, shame on me, but check it out. Wait, here it is here. No. I sent you quite a few things over the last couple days, but wait, one more chance. Is this it here? No, I can't see it. All right, Frank, have a good one. We'll keep in touch.
Thank you. Bye, everybody. All right. Bye-bye,
Frank. And it's the end of the week for us. Thanks, everyone, for joining in. Don't forget, we're value for value. If you like this show, you pay whatever you think it's worth. And we've had a few good donations this week, and I really appreciate it. Thanks for everyone who called in. And don't forget, the audio chat is at shortfake.com/discord. That's shortfake.com/discord or shortfake.com/stream1. That'll be on the weekend. And check it out. Have a good one. We'll talk to you again on Sunday. Thank you.